This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There's an interesting dynamic in front of me as she was singing at the top of her lungs. He did not seem to enjoy it. Shame during it. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it all happening. You got to let her sing.
Yep.
You got to let her sing.
He like, what the hell?
What is this nonsense?
You don't embarrass him. There's nothing embarrassing about saying it.
I'd be such a good pop star. It's crazy. Like, give me the chance.
Oh, the guy never stops.
It'd be game over.
He never stops.
Yeah. Maybe I could sing.
We're at Pepsi Plaza at the Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles pregame show will start at 6 with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot with us all the way up until 6. Tomorrow is the last day of Mount Rushmore week. We will debut the Philly Mount Rushmore at 2:30, but Mount Rushmore's 30 past every hour, so we have the final one of today.
What's your early projection on that one?
I'm going old school with mine.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I know that Elliot won't like this, but I feel like Schmidt, Dawkins, Iverson?
Yeah.
Three locks?
It might be three locks. Reggie?
I don't know if he makes the all-timer.
See, okay. I can't talk about it here because I know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Is Jalen already on it?
I'm not telling us.
Well, remember, he wasn't on the Eagles one.
Yeah,
so,
well, listen.
Just as a
reminder. I'm surprised he wasn't voted on the Eagles one.
He was close.
Just with recency.
He was fifth.
He was close, yeah. All right, let's do our final one of the day.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show's Mount Rushmore Week.
So what I have for you is the Mount Rushmore of people you see in your suburban neighborhood. I've now lived in several suburban neighborhoods, and these people are in every neighborhood.
Ooh, I like this. I'm moving back to a suburban neighborhood.
There you go.
There you go.
Yep.
You lived in Westchester. You act like you were in the city.
You were downtown
Westchester is a suburb.
But it wasn't a neighborhood.
The mean streets of Westchester.
It wasn't a neighborhood, though.
That's
it wasn't
fair.
A neighborhood.
Hey, take it down a notch, Elliot.
Yeah.
All right. The first guy in every neighborhood is the fix-it guy. That makes everybody else on the street look bad by the fact that he can fix everything in the house and you have to call somebody.
Yeah.
Now, this is my neighbor, Bill. Can fix anything. And now I feel embarrassed. Anytime somebody shows up to my house to fix something, I'm going to think Bill sees this and thinks he could have done it himself.
I know that feeling.
There is a fix-it guy in every neighborhood.
Yeah, my next-door neighbor, Dayton, he is a He is a true do-it-yourself guy.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah.
Hate those guys.
I'm terrified to do it.
Yeah,
myself.
And I'm sitting there on the deck like, yeah, Dayton's back out there again.
Yep, doing something.
Back out there working again.
Doing something.
Hardo.
Yep.
Now, I've heard through sources in my new neighborhood that my neighbor is a handyman.
Fix a guy.
Yeah. Now, yep. I will say, Spike, eventually you will get over that. Like, I felt guilt early in my tenure living there.
Yep.
Yeah. After about 3 or 4 years, you're like, eh, that's just him. He just loves to fix stuff.
Well, yeah, I think they like to do it.
They do.
Well, you know, he's out there cutting his own grass. Right. Like, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't cut my own grass. Either. Either.
My fear is messing it up. Like, yes. I would say once a year I try it. Like, I had this thing where the paint on a few spots of my deck was coming up.
Okay.
So I look up how to do it. Here's the stuff you got to buy. I go buy it. The cleaner starts taking the paint off the deck. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now I got white primer stains all over the deck. See, and now I'm just now going to have to pay somebody.
I don't want to deal with all that. Yep. Yes.
All right. The second, and this is not a person. Sometimes it is a couple of people. Maybe it's a house. Is the tattletale. Now, this is specifically for people who have, what are they called?
HOAs.
HOAs.
Yeah.
Is the telling on you for the color of something that's not supposed to be the right color.
Yeah.
The trash can that's the wrong color.
Oh, there's that sounds miserable.
There is a tattletale in every neighborhood, especially if you have an HOA.
Yeah, this is where I'll walk a tightrope.
Yep.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yep, there are tattletales
everywhere.
One or two
in every neighborhood.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking like Desperate Housewives type tattling. Like,
no, you mean gossiping.
Gossip.
That's
gossip.
Yeah. No, there's gossiping and everything.
No, we're talking about the people that report you to the HOA.
Yeah, report you to the HOA.
That's absurd.
No, thankfully, I'm not in an HOA in the new neighborhood.
HOAs do kind of suck.
Well, they're helpful. And they get your snow removed.
Right.
They make sure your trash.
You got to pay for it.
Yeah, well, sometimes it's not that much of mine.
No.
Right. Yeah. Look at that flex.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no big deal.
Well, it's just not a lot of money. The next person that you see in every suburban neighborhood is the lawn guy. Mm. And this is a guy who not only has a great lawn, but is always sort of
On the lawn all the time.
He's looking at it, too.
And I'm jealous of it when I see a lawn. I have a fine lawn, a natural lawn or whatever.
Yeah.
So but I'm not like a lawn guy or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm not a lawn guy. But every neighborhood has one.
I'm sitting here trying to think of where's
who in your neighborhood is the lawn guy?
Yeah, yep. Who's the lawn guy in the neighborhood?
And then the final thing that you have in every suburban neighborhood is the mystery family. They don't talk to anybody. You hardly see them. You know somebody lives there. But they don't socialize.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes there's somebody in that house that you haven't seen before. You're not sure if they live there, too.
Yep.
But every neighborhood has the mystery house.
And they even never show up on even, like, Halloween.
Well, they're never there on Halloween.
So check this out.
Yep.
We had a couple families in the neighborhood. Fits that description.
The mystery families?
Over the years. And so at some point, the scuttlebutt became, are they in a, what do they call it, protective. Witness protection house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had a couple of those people that, like, they didn't necessarily ingratiate themselves throughout the neighborhood.
So you thought they were hiding away.
They're like, man, they came in, they moved out in like 2 years. Like, is that a witness protection house?
If you've ever seen the movie The Burbs with Tom Hanks, they actually find out they're like burning bodies in the basement, the mystery house or whatever.
Would you rather be the mystery house where you don't talk to anyone or the one that has to say hi to everybody? Because every time you step outside, you know everybody, small talk.
Yeah.
I know which one Spike would pick.
Oh, I don't want to be the mystery family.
Yeah.
No.
I'm surprised.
No, I like knowing my neighbors.
Yeah.
It's one of the good things about living in a neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm a wave at everybody type of guy. I don't need to get to know everybody. It's nice if you introduce yourself or what have you.
Yeah.
But, I don't invite people over. I got a select group of people that are already close friends that I would bring inside my house. Other than that, I just wave at you. Hey, hello. Hey, how you doing?
But you don't want to be the mystery family.
No, you're not the mystery family.
Yeah.
I can't be the mystery family.
No.
Yeah. That's a tough one to pull off.
Because then you're just a jerk.
Yes.
Because they know who you are.
Yes.
There's nothing mysterious.
Yes.
Yeah, you would just be a bad guy.
I'm the barbecuer out there.
And the firework guy.
Oh, you're the firework guy.
Yeah, I am the firework
guy. Seems like you're a big neighborhood guy.
Yeah.
I view it as, I've been there from the beginning of it. I was the third home in there.
Yeah.
The third home built in the neighborhood.
How many years now in that neighborhood?
18.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. So, yeah, I've seen everybody come and go.
215-592-9490. Oh, Elliot, to celebrate Jalen Hurts' birthday today.
Yeah.
You know, we have been celebrating him. He is
all
27
day.
Years old. We've yeah. been asking people what their favorite thing about Jalen is. Mm. What would your favorite thing about Jalen be?
Probably that he started week one of the Super Bowl season and, you know, did it all year.
Well, there we go. He did miss 2.5 games.
He did. Yeah.
And they won those games.
Yep. Thanks.
I mean, I'm guessing most have been taken. The winning, I would assume, probably
well,
has been
pretty taken. Much the same thing, yeah.
Yep.
Winning.
I mean, I guess I would say it is cool to me that he is one of the biggest stars in sports. Like, I think of 13-year-old me and how much I would love that the quarterback of the Eagles is the face of Jordan and in all the commercials and stuff like that. So I think that's something pretty cool about him.
Yeah. Mine was that he is unaffected by us.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But I do think he pays more attention than you think.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we know he pays attention. He doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Like, react to it is what
and
I mean.
He doesn't react to it. That's part of... I think why his personality can be a little bland at times, because I think he's so, like, he just doesn't let you, he doesn't let anyone see that he cares,
yep.
if that makes sense.
I embrace that.
Yeah.
First
I think
I
you
thought,
have to be
yeah,
that
Yeah, first
be.
I thought it was like, eh. Now I'm like, you know what, you kind of need that.
You have to do it.
Yeah, you got to have that. You got to protect your bubble, protect your peace. And in this city, when we scrutinize everything, he's done a great job of sort of isolating himself away from the noise. I mean,
believe me, you lose one tennis man.
Yeah. Poor Jack these last
6-1.
2 days. Yeah.
6-1.
I don't get why when Jack loses one of these events, it becomes a 48-hour referendum on who he is as a person.
Yeah,
like
the
first time he lost, it's like he's not mentally tough. He lost this time, he doesn't try.
Well,
Joe gets smoked in baseball and everyone's like, "Well, on to the next one."
Well, cuz the morning show again, a bunch of bullies.
Yeah.
That is clear. The high road hammer, setting the tone early.
Yeah, well, I think the reason is that, you know, I've been here for, 15 months, and the war with Jack is the first time I've even noticed the morning show.
Oh.
D-Roy!
So, you know, I think that is part of it, is that they are...
Well, and people expect me to win. That's
yeah,
the other thing.
They're using Jack to try to drift off of him, and they're trying to get as much of it as they can. If they attack him, they think we will go back.
I was on the morning show and the midday show, and I picked you to win still, so...
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Because you're a foxhole guy.
Start practicing. Yeah. Just start practicing.
Start practicing.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you,
happy
Yosh.
50th, yeah.
49.
Hey,
thank
man,
you, buddy.
And stop tripping on that almost 50. Manifest it, baby. Hey, Ike, it ain't so bad, is it, brother?
It
we over here
bad,
looking
man.
Good,
yep.
living nice. Come on, man.
I will say.
Hold on, at the same time, he's got bone spur in his foot.
That's true.
He's got a bad knee.
Had a bad knee that swelled up out of nowhere. Yep, you're right about that.
You don't look 50, though. I didn't know you were 50.
Oh, thank you, brother.
He's almost 52.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just,
oh, wow.
Thanks, Jack.
Just had to dumb him down. Like, Dad, Jack, boy, what's man? He ain't sitting up there dissing you because you shouting.
I know. We're just having fun.
Walking around. What's name? Just walking around shouting. I mean, I'm going to take up for Ike. You just walk around like Eeyore. Oh, low, woe is me. I lost.
I'm in a big Winnie the Pooh face, like, too. I appreciate
this. Big Winnie the Pooh face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Walker's a huge Winnie the Pooh kid. I'm an all Winnie
the Pooh. Oh, man. Winnie the Pooh, that might be the saltest thing.
Dude, yeah. Winnie the Pooh is a great show.
Do they still new episodes?
No, we got Disney Plus for it.
Oh, look at you.
Pooh Bear and Honey, man. Get that out of here,
dude,
man.
Dude, Pooh Bear's that's a great show.
Piglet.
A lot of life lessons.
Yep.
A lot of life lessons. You should watch before basketball.
Dude, I love Winnie the Pooh. Yeah.
Winnie loses tennis to the hammer.
Yeah.
12 games. Libra, Leo, Aquarius.
Yoshi just talking. What's up, Yoshi?
Oh, yeah, hey, Yoshi.
I'm back. I'm one little thing, and I just saw the whole conversation in between y'all. I do that a lot, man. What's next? Hey, that dude called up, man. He just wanted to say that he talked sideways to Ike Reese. Cause he called
Chris in New Jersey.
I think that's what it was. Yes, I think that's what
it really
was.
It really was, bro. He wanted to make sure that you heard him say, "You're crazy. Stop being crazy." And he had a little attitude when he would say, "Stop being crazy." He didn't argue about the quarterback, but when he said, "Stop being crazy," he made sure he was like a little emphatic on that. And it made you what's saying. Like, I felt like you was over there like, I don't even know what to say to this dude. Like,
yeah, I didn't know where to go with it, yeah.
He couldn't even name five quarterbacks better than Hurts. It's like, I wanted to help him, but he was, I don't want him on my team.
No, I don't want that, Spike. Yeah.
Spike was on the sideline, like, tag me in.
Yeah.
Let me speak to everybody else real quick.
Just say Stafford. He's got a Super Bowl.
Baker at 40 touchdowns.
Yeah, 41. Yeah.
What's up, Yoshi? What up, man?
I love you, man, but I'm going to tell you right there, like I was telling Spike, man, I'm gonna listen to my voice, boy. You better stop Spike and Brian Dawkins. Like, I ain't
that's
playing
right
with you, man.
Again, don't disrespecting him.
I bear hug you, boy. You ain't took enough boxing lessons, boy. I was
number one on my Mount Rushmore for now.
Stop it. Don't be playing them games, man. We don't play that over here. Ain't that right, Risa? I will argue you to you, but, man, don't do that.
He'll probably be on next year.
That's why Spike called you a little B.
That is fair.
I was dying. He said, "Look, hey man, ever since you beat him in arm wrestling, boy, he gonna argue."
I did. That is
hold up. And I'm stronger now than I was then.
But so am I. And he cheated.
I didn't cheat. You didn't say I cheated at the time.
And I beat both of you at arm wrestling.
Yeah, Jack smoked me in arm wrestling.
Oh, wow.
I'm not gonna lie.
We didn't see that.
Jack outweighs me by 70 pounds.
Jack's way stronger than you would think.
Thank you. Not as mentally too.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah.
Jack leaned into it. And another thing, E-Man, what's his name? Reggie White started here. He played 8 seasons here. He was only in Green Bay for 6. So stop playing that, boy.
But he did win a Super Bowl in Green Bay.
And see, you
and he's probably most known for his free agency.
That's why they be arguing with you about Jalen, because you make everything about the Super Bowl, man. Like, stop it.
Yeah, the Super Bowl matters.
Oh, only sometimes. Only sometimes.
No, they all matter.
Only sometimes.
Well, there's only two. So.
Only sometimes. Yeah, and Foles was the.
Yeah, so was Jalen.
All right. Yoshi, we got to go.
He's played in more.
I'll see you, bud. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
There is nothing about him that I like. I don't care if it's his birthday. Let me know when I'm going to be on the pod, though. Evan Turner.
Yeah, doesn't like me at all. Doesn't seem like. Yeah.
Oh, boy, we brought E.T. back out this
year. Yeah. I'm glad he remembers.
He did the Your Dad thing, too, right?
He did. He did it several times. Yeah. Yeah. Like what's funny is he told me I won the genetic lottery. Like, the only reason he was in the NBA is because he's 6'7". Like, what are we talking about? You won the genetic lottery too, buddy. What's next?
Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created free crab fries and beer. Chuck making his case to be in the Fantasy Football League.
Dude, he went scripture today.
He did go scripture.
He went deep. Wasn't expecting it.
No. No.
Didn't see Chuck as a scriptures man.
Did not.
Yeah,
did
Elliot.
Not see that coming.
Yeah, I missed this.
Chuck said his favorite thing about Jalen is that he's married.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, he even went down that road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very deep, very thoughtful.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a stable man.
Stable.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with the same person for a very long time.
Yeah, I think college, right?
Yep. What's next?
I just really want to see where Earl Campbell lined up tonight. Chris in Middletown.
He did say Calais Campbell.
Oh, that's right.
Who is 38 and plays for the Ravens, I believe.
Yes.
Still out there,
still
though.
Out
huh?
there, still,
still
cooking.
Out there, yep.
Still out there.
What's next?
You're right. I ordered the code red.
Rios on hold, still yelling at Jack.
He sounded so disappointed.
He did.
Oh, he was definitely disappointed.
He sounded like he really cared, though.
I know, and I don't know how to tell him.
You should have heard Rios.
Oh, I heard. I was driving there, okay. And I heard it. Yeah.
He said, I don't know how to tell him. You don't know how to tell him what?
Yeah.
I don't really care, right? You know, I mean, I think I don't know. I don't have the heart to tell everyone.
Would you say you care more or less than when it started?
Less.
See, that's
well, but you have to care about winning the entire thing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I cared about baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did.
I picked you to win on the morning and the midday show.
But this is the, if you don't study, if you tell everybody you didn't have a study.
Story of my life.
You have an excuse to fail the test. Yeah.
I did that in school. I'd rather, not know what I didn't know before going in.
What's next?
So we're quoting scripture on the show now? Let me find my favorite verse. Tornado Shapiro preparing tomorrow's forecast.
Oh, no. We are not doing that. We are not doing scripture in tornadoes thing. Conklin, wherever you are. What's next?
Better to remain silent and thought a fool than to just keep saying, you coping, and remove all doubt. Mark Twain.
That's what Chris was saying. Yeah. He was telling you were coping.
Yep. Was this today?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay. Really bad argument.
Guy came.
A jailing fight, if I had to guess?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But came target right at Ike.
Yeah, wow. Right at me. Yeah.
Right at
so
Ike.
So was this an anti-jailing guy?
Yes.
Wow. I'd imagine how that went for him. Probably not great.
Not great.
If he kept yelling, you're coping, something tells me it wasn't.
But he didn't have enough info.
Oh, is this a guy you wanted to help?
Yeah. But you got to let that one go.
Yeah. What's next?
Happy birthday to our QB1, Jalen Hurts. I bet Ike Reese knows him. Herb in the Northeast.
Herb had an all-timer yesterday.
Oh, I heard. Yeah.
Alan Porter. Sure, Ike knows.
I almost didn't recover from that.
Nah, yeah. I thought about the whole ride home.
No, once Jack said he is black, I was like, yep, I knew it.
There are certain things that happen on the show that I laugh so hard that I don't know if I'm going to be able to go back to hosting the show again.
I can
and
always
that
tell
was one of those
when
moments.
When you start to clap, that's when I feel like you're really, really laughing.
So, Eagles pregame show coming up. Gilio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks. It seems like John Clark reported Jihad Campbell will get some snaps, but it seems like we're not going to see very many starters on offense or defense.
Oh, really?
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Kind of a bummer.
Insider of the year candidate, John Clark.
There it is. Yeah.
There you go.
I wasn't expecting much on offense, but on defense, I'm like, everybody's young over there. Why shouldn't they play?
Well,
Oh, congratulations. Happy 50th.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Spikey.
Jalen.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you, Ava.
He only turned 50 once.
What's that? 49. Yeah, it says 8.
Did you get that on the way home out of here?
Yes, you did.
And that's safe for me to eat. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Of course, yes. You know that's vegan.
You could eat whatever. You're fine.
No. Well, we can have it if not.
Yeah. No microplastics in there?
There's no microplastics. Yeah. Nope. Oh, we'll tell you about microplastics. Don't you worry.
By the way, I do think we don't have time to really get into it, but the fact that every team or almost every team is sort of not playing during preseason, I feel like there might be an edge – to a team saying, you know what, we're going to go the other way and be more prepared at the beginning of the season than the other teams are. Because most teams sort of, stumble their way through the first 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, the Eagles did.
Yes.
Now, the Eagles have started hot traditionally. Knicks never lost a week 1 game. I think the Eagles view it as the joint practices, but you're right. I mean, if the Bengals start hot and actually make the playoffs this year, maybe more teams will start to do that.
It's just I remember when the Spurs were the first team to do the
load
management thing, and then every team did it. So now every team has to do it, but they had an advantage in the beginning because I think that year they beat the Cavs. I don't think any player averaged more than 30 minutes a game, which is crazy.
When Kawhi was MVP.
Here's what I know, and listen, I still feel confident about the team. I'm not going to overreact, to the whole no playing in the preseason thing. I'm just saying, the last two dynasties that have had sustained success in the NFL, the Chiefs of recent memory and the New England Patriots, they didn't have a problem with preseason games, physical practices and training camp, all those things. And they are the teams, the only two teams that have repeated as champions and have had sustained success. So all these other teams, while we haven't had repeat champions and this and that and the other, I'm just telling you, the two that have done it, those are the this was their approach to training camp and preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for what it's worth, the Eagles have taken 100 more snaps in team drills in this camp than they did in 2023.
Which is good.
Also, you already calculated that.
Yeah, come on. So, to Ike's point, I mean, they are practicing more, and I think they're practicing harder than they were 2 years ago.
Yep.
All right. Well, the Eagles pregame show is next with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and Elliot Shore Parks. So stay tuned for that. Then you can hear the Eagles, of course, on 94 WIP and the free Odyssey app. We will talk to you tomorrow from Chickies and Pete's. Go Birds! And remember that deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.